Hello and welcome. My name is Agnieszka Będkowska-Kopczyk. I am a university teacher and citizen journalist working with Radio Agora, a vibrant community radio station based in Carinthia, Austria. Thank you for tuning into my podcast entitled The Power of Podcasting in Educational Technology. But let's start with some questions. Are you a podcast enthusiast? If you are, what kind of podcast do you enjoy? Educational, storytelling, or perhaps something entirely different? And if you are a teacher, have you ever thought about how audio storytelling can bring complex topics to life? Or how your students could use podcasts to create and share their own knowledge? Today, we will uncover how podcasts are transforming classrooms, empowering teachers, and engaging students in new ways. The scenario of this podcast is as follows. We begin with a definition of a podcast and explore why audio content is a game changer for education. Then, based on my students' experiences, I will introduce some key features of a user-friendly podcast. Finally, I will give you through the process of designing your own podcast. I will also share reflections and insights from my students following a workshop on podcasting organized as part of the Blended Intensive Program Communication and Education Using EdTech Tools, organized in November 2024 at the University of Bielsko-Biała in Poland. Part 1. If you are not familiar yet with a definition of podcast, I will deliver you with one here. So, a podcast is a digital audio program that can be streamed or downloaded from the internet. Podcasts are often organized into episodes hosted by individuals or groups who discuss topics, share insights, or conduct interviews with invited experts. Podcasts are available on demand through platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or even YouTube, meaning that listeners can gain knowledge at their own pace. There are also vodcasts, which means video podcasts. Vodcasts can combine audio with visual elements, offering an even more dynamic experience. This format can be particularly valuable for demonstrating concepts, showcasing visuals, or fostering a deeper connection between hosts and viewers. Part 2. Why is audio content a game changer for education? So, podcasts are designed to share information, tell stories, and spark discussions on virtually any topic. For example, as a teacher, you can begin your lecture by sharing a podcast or a segment of one that addresses the topic you plan to discuss with your students. For students, podcasts offer an innovative way to engage with educational content beyond the classroom, making learning more accessible and flexible. They allow learners to absorb information without being tied to a screen. Whether commuting, exercising, or doing household tasks, students can listen and learn on the go, perfectly fitting the busy lifestyles of both learners and professionals. What else makes podcasting a powerful tool in modern educational technology? Well, if you are a teacher, podcasts empower you to share knowledge in a creative way. Their conversational but often informal tone helps break down complex subjects, making them easier to understand. Listen to a teacher from Estonia who participated in the Blended Intensive Program sharing their valuable perspective on how podcasts can enhance communication and education using ed tech tools.
From the perspective of the teaching side, that it's maybe better opportunity to think about your experience more like a structural way, and then more like deep think about how you can share it with the students, this experience, based on some topic. Because during the classes, usually maybe you don't think about your experience so structural way or something, that just something what then came in your mind, then you share it. But when you plan the broadcast, then maybe you make more clear like schedule or the points that and you then you plan your topic, and then more deeply you can recall your previous experience or something, and then share it. That, yeah, like this way, because yeah, the podcast should be like more flexible and more based on the experience. Otherwise, it could be too boring to listening. Just yeah, that's right.
If you are a student, podcasts encourage you to actively engage in learning by creating your own content, whether through storytelling, research projects, or collaborative discussions with your student colleagues, teachers, or invited experts. Finally, podcasts create a personal connection between the listener and the speaker, helping educators build rapport and trust with their audience, which I think personally is a very important feature of podcasts. Part 3, a user-friendly podcast. I ask my students to list the features of their favorite podcasts. Their answers can be divided into 3 categories. First, it is host skills, like clear speech, a pleasant and easy to listen tone of voice, and excellent storytelling. The second category refers to content expertise of the host. It's a deep understanding of the topic and the ability to present it in an engaging and interesting way. And finally, technical quality of a podcast, which means high quality audio, clear sound, and seamless editing. Part 4, the sound of learning, designing your own podcast.
Courage. It's easier than it seems, so maybe we should do it.
Here are some steps you can take to create your own podcast. First, choose your podcast topic. Think of a topic you are passionate about, because your passion for the subject will keep you motivated and engaged. Then define your target audience by answering the questions like, who am I creating the podcast for? What are their needs, problems to solve? And what value my podcast will bring to them? Plan your podcast format and style. You can share your thoughts or expertise on a specific topic in a solo commentary. You can bring in guests to discuss relevant topics, allowing different perspectives. You can organize a panel discussion with multiple guests engaged. Finally, you can share stories related to the topic. And storytelling is great for instance, history, culture, education, and science. Then think of episode length and frequency. Standard podcast episodes range from 20 to 60 minutes, but it depends on your content and audience. Decide how often you will release episodes. It can be weekly or bi-weekly. Remember that consistency is key for audience growth. Having done that, design a script. Plan the structure of your episodes with key points you want to discuss. This will help you keep the episode organized and focused. Write a script for your introduction, for instance, how to welcome listeners, how to explain the topic, how to introduce yourself, and outro, like thanking listeners, asking them to subscribe, or leaving feedback. Having done that, choose equipment and software. You can buy a good quality microphone or recording device to ensure clear sound, especially if it's a solo commentary. Use headphones to monitor audio when recording. You can use Audacity. It's a free and easy to use software as a recording software. But before recording your first episode, test your equipment and ensure you are comfortable with the recording setup. After recording, you can clean up their audio by removing background noise, fixing volume levels, and editing out long pauses or sounds like Again, you can use Audacity that offers free editing options. Consider adding royalty-free music to make your podcast more professional. You can find music at sites like Free Music Archive, which I use very often also in this podcast. After recording your podcast, choose a podcast hosting platform and, last but not least, promote your podcast. You can use social media. You can share your episodes on social media channels like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can create short clips like reels to capture attention. If you have a website, consider creating a dedicated podcast page where listeners can find all episodes, show notes, and links. You can send an email to your subscribers whenever a new episode is released. And when you have guests on your podcast, ask them to promote the episode on their platforms to reach a wider audience. A good idea is to ask your listeners for feedback, topic suggestions for next episodes, or questions. For instance, if you plan to invite some experts, this not only makes your audience feel involved, but also helps you to tailor future content to your audience's needs. Don't forget to encourage reviews, because positive reviews help with visibility and rankings. If you wish to integrate your podcasts with other EdTech tools, you can use interactive elements. For instance, you can combine podcasts with quizzes, discussion boards, or reflective assignments to deepen your audience's engagement. You can also use AI-enhanced tools, for instance, to generate transcripts, summaries, or personalized podcast recommendations for learners. Moreover, you can use AI tools like Descript to create natural-sounding voiceovers and ensure seamless editing of recordings, for instance.
Today, we'll explore how podcasts are revolutionizing the way we learn, teach, and connect in the world of educational technology.
Generated by Descript. Other AI tools also allow you to incorporate multiply emotional tones to enhance storytelling.
It's easier than we thought. We thought it would be much harder, but it's not that hard. Like, do all the background checks and start.
Thank you.
The final part. Thank you very much for attention, and I wish you good luck with designing and producing your podcasts. In this podcast, I used Forest Spirit Branch Manager by Julian Winter, an independent musician from Germany, and I retrieved this track from Free Music Archive.
Da gab es so ein schönes Quietschen drin.